Hello, thanks for staying tuned. It's 15 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Conversation continues. Thanks for staying tuned. And we move on with the next matter of discussion. You may have heard about it, the unfortunate incident reported of the death of Rico Swaby. I believe he was one time a contestant on the Big Brother show. Now, here's a story from the Punch newspaper. Lagos probes nurses for filming Rico Swaby's last moments. A 30-second video clip showing the final moments of former reality TV star Patrick Fakoya, a.k.a. Rico Swaby, at a hospital in Lagos State has attracted condemnation from members of the public. In the clip recorded by one of the nurses attending to Rico Swaby, a deceased was placed on oxygen as he was unconscious on a chair. It was observed that the nurses were attempting to carry him on a bed when the nurse brought out a phone and started recording him. Another nurse was heard cautioning her colleagues against the act. And there have been reactions to this once again. State Commissioner for Information and Strategy, Gbenga Omotosho, said the state government has commenced an investigation. He said, quote, "That hospital is not a government hospital. We have started an investigation into the unprofessional conduct of those who appeared in that video." So that was the initial story circulating. However, there appears to be some fresh development as far as this matter is concerned. So reportedly, the hospital concerned has issued a statement and said hospital is Dorin, a specialist hospital in Ajah, in the Ajah area of Lagos State. Now, here is the response of the hospital in its released statement. Captioned press release, incident report on an RTA case brought to Dorin Specialist Hospital on Tuesday, 11th October 2022 at 1:45 a.m. An unknown patient, a victim of RTN, was rushed to Dorin Specialist Hospital around 1:45 a.m. on Tuesday, 11th October 2022. On arriving at our gate, the security personnel promptly called for the nurse, who reviewed and called the doctor. The doctor saw a deeply unconscious patient. And let's just move on to the really relevant part as far as the video and its uploading is concerned. Now, the third paragraph goes, efforts were made to trace his family, and one female friend of his, Miss Ife Helen Eze, came into the facility to see him. She said the Good Samaritan who brought the patient was told of the severity of his conditions and the need of urgent neurosurgical review, and also the need to be referred to Evercare Hospital. Miss Ife Helen Eze fainted on seeing his condition, and she had to be resuscitated. A detailed referral letter was written and given to the relations. After an initial reluctance, they accepted the letter. But before leaving, the two of them, Miss Ife and the Good Samaritan, decided to make a video to exonerate themselves from being implicated as being responsible for the patient's condition. Most likely, Miss Ife Helen Eze and her partner, the Good Samaritan, are the people who videoed and posted on social media for reasons best known to them. Dorin nurses pleaded with them to help take the patient to the vehicle and stop videoing. At no point in time did the Dorin staff video the patient or laugh. One of the nurses spoke in Hausa, trying to persuade them to assist in moving the patient, who has already been positioned on our stair chair, ready to be moved to the vehicle. Instead, they kept videoing. All right, so that's a relevant part. So the hospital is claiming, the hospital's position is that their staff were not responsible for recording the video or uploading it at that. But the Lagos State government has said it will investigate this. And so the conversation or the dynamics of this incident has changed somewhat. I was asking you earlier, what do you make of the actions of the nurses? Well, we're going to amend that right now. What do you make of the actions of whoever recorded and uploaded this video? I believe at the end of the Lagos State government investigation, it will be revealed who was responsible for recording the video and or uploading it for that matter, whether they were Dorin nurses or staff or the late Rico Swaby's friend and the Good Samaritan who reportedly helped take him to the hospital. So, once again, I'm asking you, what do you make of the actions of whoever recorded and uploaded that video? Because certainly someone did, whether they're Durham Specialist Hospital nurses or staff, or late Rico Swivy's friend, Ife, and some other good Samaritan. Somebody definitely recorded the video. Somebody definitely uploaded it. What do you make of the actions of whoever this person is or these persons are? And do you think that there should be some consequence for their actions? If necessary, if you think it's necessary, what would be an appropriate sanction for whoever is responsible for this? The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're also live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Should there be any sanctions or does it matter? Will your perspective change? What I'm asking is this. If at the end of the investigation it is revealed that Durham staff or Durham nurses, the hospital that is, took the video and possibly uploaded that, would you hold the same view or the same position if it was the late Rico Swivy's friend and the Good Samaritan who took the video and uploaded it? Would you have the same position? Would your perception remain the same or would it change? If it changes, what would be the reason for that? Also, is social media a problem these days that, you know, you find that, and once again, I can't say for certain who recorded this video, but generally speaking, you find that even when there's some kind of a disaster, there's some kind of a mayhem, some kind of an emergency, you just find that the immediate reaction of a lot of people is to simply whip out their phones or other recording devices and start to record immediately. Even when someone is in need, immediate dire need of assistance or medical attention, people just whip out their phone and start recording. So is social media doing harm? You know, is it doing more harm than good? Would you say that it's a curse of sorts? People recording videos for all kinds of reasons. Some people do that because they want a trend or because they want likes or because they want to increase views on their social media pages. But as the hospital put it in this case, in the official press release, they're saying that the late Rico Swivy's friend and the Good Samaritan were taking those videos or took the video in a bid to exonerate themselves. Well, if that's the case, if they took the video and uploaded it and it was to exonerate themselves, as the hospital has claimed, does that let them off the hook? Is that something that you would understand? Now, via Facebook, once again at facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, Ned Agumar goes, I think this nurse has acted unprofessionally and should be dealt with to serve as a deterrent to some persons. But if Ned is listening to the conversation, you must have heard the update I gave on the matter. Based on the hospital's official press release, that their nurses or staff did not take or upload that video. Rather, it was the late Rico Swivy's friend and the Good Samaritan who helped him to the hospital that were responsible for that. I've got other comments. It's unprofessional for her to do that. I think the person's license should be withdrawn, so it will serve as lesson to others. That's from Cliff Wood Regress. Who are you referring to exactly, Cliff? Is it the nurses or is it Rico's friend and the Good Samaritan? And I hope this is all clear, by the way. I think I've done a fairly good enough job at explaining the situation and how the dynamics have changed somewhat. I think I have tried. All right, we've got a commercial break now.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back again. 27 to go before 6 p.m. and the Lagos State Government has is probing nurses for filming Rico Swaby's last moments. Reports have it. Reality TV star Rico Swaby is dead. Reports also have it that he died as a result of injuries sustained from an auto accident. Also, a video surfaced online before he passed away while he was in the hospital in a very bad shape. And reports had it initially that nurses or the staff of the hospital were responsible for the video being recorded and possibly uploaded as well. And the Lagos State Government has said it will investigate that. However, the hospital, Durham Specialist Hospital, has released an official statement claiming its nurses or staff were not responsible for that video or uploading for that matter, but rather it was a Miss Ify, a friend of the late Rico Swaby, and another person, a good Samaritan who brought him to the hospital, were responsible for that video, saying that they took the video in a bid to exonerate themselves from his predicament or from being linked with his predicament. And let's get your take right now. So it just changed the dynamic somewhat, the claim of the hospital that their staff did not take the video, but rather it was this other person who took the video. You must admit that changes the dynamics considerably. So that said, what do you make of the actions of whoever it is that's responsible for recording and uploading this video, whether it's the hospital staff or these other persons? And do you think it would be necessary for them to be sanctioned? If it's the hospital staff or the other persons listed, do you think that sanctions should be meted out to both persons? Or do you think that if the hospital staff, the dynamics is different from if it were Rico Swaby's friend and the Good Samaritan, whoever that person is? Let's get your take. My lines are open. Call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003 or 0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Via Facebook, Emma Chidozie goes, I think Rico's friend or whoever did the video have no justifiable reasons posting it online. You made a video for exoneration, then you could save it. Share it with a trusted friend for keeps and all that. Why post it online? It's such an act of insensitivity and recklessness. Okay, Emma Chidozie obviously understands that there's been some update, if you will, to the development. Let's get your take as well, especially if you understand what the dynamics are now. And Ejo Onyishi goes, what's exactly the importance of recording someone at that point? Instead of looking for a solution and saving the person's life, the action of whoever did the recording is totally condemned, and authorities should do the needful to serve as deterrent to others. What's the take, though? Let's get to your thoughts. Once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. All right, Dial, very irresponsible of whoever uploaded such a video of someone in health distress. If the aim was to avoid being wrongly accused of anything, then why upload it to social media? People always looking for false validation and false acclaim should be punished. That's some Bob. The level of negligence in this country when it comes to saving lives is totally alarming. Just imagine the hours wasted from the accident scene and then the hospital. A fresh thought when I saw the scene of the accident was which hospital, because he would have survived it. Nigerians love using their phones for fun before saving lives. The nurses should be held responsible. This is because the patient was under their custody. Immediately he was admitted into the facility. They did not caution whoever did the video. And who told the nurses that you do a video to exonerate yourself from a crime? Is it in their code of ethics? That's Kingsley. No, Kingsley, you obviously do not get it. The hospital's statement is that not their staff or their nurses, for that matter, took the video. Rather, it was Rico's friend, late Rico's friend, and a good Samaritan, I believe, who was responsible for bringing it to the hospital, who took the video to exonerate them. Wait, haven't I done a fairly good job of explaining this? Really? Do I have to explain it with every message I read? I think it's simple enough to follow the trend. I don't think it's that complex, really. In India, Chennai precisely, if you are a nurse, you are not allowed to use your phone during work hours. You drop your phone in the reception when you come to work. Damiete sent that in. The videoing and posting of the patient could have been the easiest way of reaching the patient's family. And that's from Eric. What do you mean, reaching the patient's family? Remember once again, from the account released or given by the hospital, one of the persons who were present there was the late Rico Swivy's friend. Okay? A friend was present there. So this friend, should know, even if this friend does not know the direct family members, this friend should know other friends, or at least one other friend who might know one other friend who might know other friends who might then know, direct family members or relatives, So I don't think that, would have been an appropriate way to go. Or rather, I don't want to be the judge of that. I don't think that would be a tenable reason. I think that's more appropriate on my part. Because you are a friend, so you should know maybe one other friend or somebody else who might be a mutual friend, even if a mutual acquaintance, that you could reach out to. So the person who was said to be Rico's friend is a Miss Ify Helen Eze. So she's said to be a friend, and she was present there. For whatever reason, Dad, the nurses are responsible. But the video was done in the facility. Can you go into a police station and take a video? Well, I think the dynamics are somewhat different as well. When you talk about actions that you can take in a police station and actions you can take in a hospital. They're two very different places. And once again, the dynamics are different. However, if you're saying that Rico was in their custody, I think I might agree with you to the extent that they may not have been able to forcefully stop whoever was recording the video, that if the person was not a member of staff, if the person was Miss Helen, Rico's friend, or the Good Samaritan, now they may not have been able to forcefully stop them, but I would understand your position if you were arguing that recording the video should not have stopped them from doing their job. Somebody recording a video should not have, stopped them from doing whatever it was they needed to do to get into the vehicle, to whatever it is that needed to have been done. Because, what if somebody came there and just dropped him there and left or ran away or something? Would they not attend to him? What if, as the hospital even said in their statement, Rico's friend became unconscious, like fainted, and they had to resuscitate her? What if the friend was not in a position to help them carry Rico? Does it mean they would not carry him to the vehicle to transport him to another hospital if they were unable to attend to him? I think that might be a more tenable argument on your part. Dio, now I understand. It's not justifiable for any sound-minded person to videotape such a thing and post on the social media. I listened to the video and I heard some persons laughing in the background, which is totally wrong, and that's from Ned. And that's another thing. So who was laughing? Is the hospital also suggesting that Nico's friend, who reportedly fainted and was resuscitated, was the one laughing in the background? Is the hospital also saying that the Good Samaritan, who very likely was responsible for him being brought to the hospital or helped him bring him to the hospital, was the one laughing in the background also? No, like I said, I don't know. I mean, who did this? I don't know who's right or who's wrong. But the River State government is investigating the matter, and I perceive in the coming days we may find out what truly transpired in this incident. Hello, Di. I have personal experience with Doreen, so this isn't really a surprise. However, let's just agree for a moment that the video was done by someone else not working with Doreen. One, so Doreen allows just anyone and everyone to take accident victims into a theater because that didn't look like the reception. So Doreen requests just anyone to join hands to care for a patient, even though they are not doctors or nurses. This defense sounds hollow, and that's from Matt Paul. Anyways, well, like I said, I guess we'll have to wait to see, to find out what the result of the investigation is. Though it's Lagos State Government, you said River State Government. Oh, apologies for that. I meant River State Lagos State Government. Lagos State Government. And I hope officials of Lagos State Government don't think that I've been sponsored by the opposition. No, it was an honest mistake. No sponsorship, not by the opposition or Hezbollah or ISIS. So I have to go for a break now. We've got a commercial break.